1994 by William Osborne and Richard Turner. With Robert Lindsay as Edward, Siobhan Redmond as Sophie, and Paul Shearer as Charles. In last week's episode...
Well, Edward, you've got the job.
What? Well, just like that?
Edward Wilson!
Yes?
Prepare to defend yourself!
I've had a memo about Cumbria.
Cumbria?
Really? Are you going there?
Episode 2, Freedom is Choice.
You from the south?
Yes.
Oh, I thought as much. So am I. Croydon, born and bred. Haven't I seen you on the television?
I don't think so.
I've been on television. Channel 5, Sunday evening. God loves your show. Didn't love me, though. Only £150. Mind you, mustn't grumble. I've seen good times and I've seen bad. And all in all, I preferred the bad. Ah, but you wouldn't understand. You're from the south.
Yes.
So am I. Mind you, I've always felt close to the north. I've always felt sort of northern. You know, miserable.
I suppose there's not a lot to smile about in the north these days.
There's not a lot of north to smile at, now that Cumbria's gone.
Oh, did you ever go there?
Aye, once. It were all hills and lakes and grass. Open sky. Really boring.
This is my first visit. I'm rather looking forward to it.
It must be your first visit. You won't like it. It rains, it's cold, it's damp, it's windy, it's primitive. It's dirty, it's run down, it's miserable, it's lifeless. Mind you, it's got its good points. The people are friendly. Hey, up. What we stopped for? I said, what we stopped for?
What?
Wipe the window and have a look. What's out there?
Nothing.
You've arrived, then.
This is Sellenfield. This is Sellenfield. All those on official business in the earthquake zone, please alight here. All other passengers, please remain on the train. This is Sellenfield.
Oh, well. I get off here. Nice to have met you.
All right. God, I got rid of him.
Now, I wonder which way.
I don't know. Bloody dark, isn't it?
What are you doing here?
Don't rightly know. Got off to stretch my legs and the train pulled away. Oh, at least we're together.
Yes. I wonder which way
I... Down that bloody dark track with nothing at the end of it, I'll be bound. I might as well come with you. Lead on, Macduff.
Oh, my God.
You know that dream that Martin Luther King had? I dreamt that last night. Wonder if that means I'll get you... Hello. Here, steady. I've just trodden in something.
It was me.
Oh.
No, I mean you trod on me.
Gear up. You're not afraid of low-flying fighter jets in the middle of the night, are you?
Yes, I am. Look, I'm hungry, I'm tired, it's dark, it's cold.
It's the north, you don't have to tell me.
And it's beginning to rain.
Lucky I brought me Packamac. You're gonna get wet.
Why don't you just go away?
You need cheering up, you do. I know. I'll sing you a song.
Oh, God.
I can't smile. Pick yourself up, lad. I can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to do anything. You know I can't.
If you don't shut up, I'll wring your neck.
There. You see? You're cheered up. Oh! Watch out. You've just walked into an electric fence. Who switched on the lights? It was dark a minute ago.
Hello? Can I help you?
Oh, yes, I'm the district... God, what am I? Oh, wait a minute. I'm the sub-officer for district coordination.
Bloody hell, you never told me that. I'd have given you my Packamac.
Oh, we've been expecting you. I've got you on camera one. Just push the gate, it's open.
Oh,
hang on a sec, it's still switched on. Now, where are we? Heat sensor, microwave camera, Oh, here we are, electric face. Step through.
Well, I suppose I'd better walk off alone in the dark.
I suppose you better.
He'll know why, cause...
Now, face front, on your right, sorry, my right, your left, that's it. You see the large concrete building with big number 5 on the wall? Follow the path round. No, the path, that's it. Keep going, through the door, wipe your feet. Now, down the corridor, keep going. I've got you on camera 4 now. Can you see it winking at you? Hello. Straight on. Can't see you now. 5's on the blink. Straight on. Straight on. Ah, oh, I've got you on 6 now. Almost there. Next door on your left. Right. Everything you need's in here. Bed, dry clothes and food. Have a good night's rest and see you in the morning.
Oh, a bed. Oh, I could sleep forever.
Night, night.
Who's opened the window?
I did. On a Mark 6 fetcher, and I don't fall over.
You're talking about all fetchers fall over. What time is it?
7 o'clock. I brought you a breakfast tray. I'll get you some more.
Please, don't bother.
Oh, good. Mr. Kendrick's expecting you at 8 o'clock. Room 34.
Ah, right. Thank you.
Enter.
Morning. Edward Wilson.
Kendrick. I expect you'll be wanting your tour of inspection.
Yes, please.
You are no doubt aware of what really happened to Cumbria.
Ah, then it wasn't a nuclear explosion.
No. Cumbria hasn't disappeared. It has been sealed off for a very good reason. It is now the home of a vast top-secret social experiment. 10,000 carefully selected men, women and children are living in an environment utterly defined by advertising.
Advertising.
We're trying to influence, and by that I mean control, the way people live through information technology. Our commercial backers are quivering with excitement about our project. Here in Cumbria, or Sellingfield as it's now known, you only hear what we want you to hear. And so far it's going very well. Or so we're told. It's for the good of us all. We're working towards an ideal society.
Yes, I suppose you're going to tell me that life here is like a permanent cornflake advertisement.
Exactly. All day, every day, for everybody. Full of sunshine, whiter than white, secure in a sound investment, the natural way. That's the Sellingfield pledge.
Oh, thanks. I can't wait. How do I get there?
Just follow the yellow brick road.
The yellow brick
road. Yes. Originally, the main entrance was a huge wardrobe, but there were problems with the lorries, so our PR people came up with the yellow brick road. Inspired, isn't it? Out of the door, dead ahead, can't miss. It's a moving walkway. Sign here.
Here.
Yes, and here.
What am I signing?
Oh, the usual. If anything happens, it's all your fault. This way.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
Hello?
Ah, hello. Could I speak to District Coordination?
Hello?
Ah, got a chap called Wilson here. Doesn't seem to know what he's doing.
Who?
You know, District Coordination Annual Report.
I'm putting you through to Regional Security.
Regional Security, can I help you?
Yes, it's about Mr. Wilson.
Oh, can you hang on? I've only been here a couple of months. I'd put you through to someone else, but they've left me holding the fort. Who's Mr. Wilson?
He says he's...
Oh, hang on. Excuse me, do you work here?
He says he's the sub-officer.
Just a minute. Look, can I help you? Put that down, it's top secret. People come and go all day here. God knows who they are. Look, don't use that photocopier. That paper's expensive.
What should I do?
Oi, where are you going with that? I'll put you through to Central Security. Oi, that's top secret.
Charles Dartmouth, Central Security.
Yes, Kendrick here, Sellingfield. We've got a chap called Wilson, claims to be the sub-officer.
Anything wrong, Charles?
Oh, hello, Sir Desmond. No, no. Wilson's out of bounds, that's all. Nothing to worry about.
Good, good.
Hello, I'll send someone up to check him out.
What's his name?
She is called Sophie.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have you notified SSN?
No, I'll do that now. Just had a long lunch with Caroline.
Oh, yes. Very nice. I'll send Sophie in to see you. There's a lot to be done. I suppose I'll have to deal with the mainframe. Do you understand computers, Charles?
Treat them like a woman. Just tap the keys and hope for the best.
I don't understand women either.
I've never tried.
Cheerio!
How to handle a woman. Hello. Ah, Clark. The operation has started. He's arrived. He's called Wilson. No. No, you've got all the arms you need. No. No, not yet. Oh, I don't know. That's your department. Use the quick behind this bush method. Yes. No. Just take him there. Fully conscious. Yes, all right. Bye.
Yes, Charles?
Look, Sophie, sorry about last night. Had a bit too much.
More like not enough.
Quite. Look, I said I'd make it up. He's arrived in Cumbria, and I've managed to get you assigned to him. He's all yours now.
Charles. How sweet of you! What am I supposed to do?
Catch up with him, and if anything unusual happens, just leak it back straight away. You can get a flight in half an hour.
Righto. Cumbria. Edward. Great.
Happy hunting. Natasha, hello. Yeah, about this evening.
Hello. I'm the yellow brick moving walkway. Step on and hold the rail tight.
Oh, my God. This is incredible. What, brand new houses? Look at them, they're all different. Whole villages.
I don't believe that's an alpine village over there.
How am I going to make my report? The whole place is spotless.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, Lakeside Marina with underwater lighting in pink. Hello, what's this? My God, it's enormous. Mega Market Entrance 1.
Hello, are you lost?
No, not yet, thank you.
I'm Megan. It's my job to look after all the visitors. You like it here, and if you don't, we'll want to know why. That's the Sellingfield pledge. Take one of these.
Oh, I say, what lovely pink paper.
Yes, 73% prefer that colour and layout to any other. It makes filling in an ordinary questionnaire seem really fuddy-duddy.
Oh, it's a questionnaire. I thought it was a sample of wallpaper.
This is Mega Market Entrance 1. What's your first impression?
Well, it's...
Oh, no, don't tell me. Check one of the boxes for question 1.
Ah, oh, but, we got here. Yeah, question 1, A, super, B, fantastic, C, wonderful, D, amazing, E,
No, that's the...
I'll take that then.
Come on, there's so much to see and do in Sellingfield. That's the Mega Market, 1 square mile of choice. And here's the leisure park. This is where the fun run trail starts. It's for all the family from grand to tiny tots. Let's run part of the way, shall we? Past the boating lake towards the sports centre?
Over here.
Sorry?
Over here, hurry. There's not much time. Over here, quick, cover this bush.
Where?
Ah, get down. Thank God you've come. Take this.
Garden, why?
Follow me.
Where to?
It's a big cheeseburger in the sky.
Oh, I see. Look, I don't want to make a...
Helicopter, fight. Wave!
Ah, wave?
Shut up, just wave and smile. That was close. Follow me, friend. Mind where you're pointing that thing.
Look, it's not loaded, is it?
Of course it's loaded. Come on.
Whee! Hello? We've got much more to see. Excuse me.
I'm looking for somebody. A visitor. His name's Wilson.
Oh, I've just lost him, I think. Are you visiting?
Yes.
You like it here.
Yes.
And if you don't, we'd like to know why. That's the Sellingfield pledge. Take one of these.
But I'm looking for...
Ooh. I see. What lovely pink people.
We're here. But it's a big cheeseburger in the sky.
Yes, the cheeseburger tower, our hideout. The rest of the group are waiting for us in the cheese layer.
The what?
The group. Our group. Us. We'll have to take the lift. The stairs are broken.
Where to, Governor?
Cheese layer, please lift.
Righto, Governor. Cheese layer it is, then. What are you lot doing in this place? It's not ready for occupation yet.
I'm afraid I've no idea. You'll have to ask him.
Shut up!
Anyway, you're not supposed to be here. No one is.
Oh, I see. Well, what are we doing here, and why am I carrying this gun?
Gun? Did somebody say gun?
Look, yes, no, no one said gun.
Sure. That's a relief. I thought for a moment you were part of that revolutionary group what meets in the cheese layer. Cheese layer.
Friends! Friends! Mr. Wilson has arrived!
Show us our plan, oh great leader!
Please grow up, Jenkins.
What plan? I've been dragged here against my will, and now you want a plan?
A traitor! A Judas!
I wouldn't upset Jenkins if I were you, Mr. Wilson. He's a mad. Tell them the plan.
The plan? I call this meeting to order. Can I hear the minutes of the last meeting?
Yes, all right. Quickly, Jackie, the minutes.
Minutes of the Smash Sellingfield Now Group. Wednesday, 30th December, 1993. Brother Jenkins apologized for his absence and was duly appointed minutes officer. The group reaffirmed its commitment to the violent overthrow of the Sellingfield project. There was a short break for light refreshments. The group agreed to await the arrival of Mr. Wilson, from whom we shall hear final instructions for the revolution. The group reaffirmed its resistance to the use of all advertising slogans. Brother Jenkins said this would take a lot of bottle. The group agreed and adjourned to the Sellingfield Milk Bar.
Mr. Wilson, the plan!
Right, the plan. Before we start the revolution, let's get some food in and have a party. Right, well, I'll go to the mega market and get all the food and drink, and see you later.
Okay, you've got the list, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll meet you outside entrance one and keep a low profile. Try to blend in. Keep smiling and remember, if there's any trouble, run. Have you got the gun?
Yes, about this gun.
Wait and smile.
Why are we doing this?
We all live in brand new, super modern, fully fitted houses. So, when the nice man in the helicopter flies over, we all run out and smile and wave. Got it?
I suppose so.
Right, in you go. Meet you out here later.
Hello, I wonder if you can help me. I'm looking for a Mr. Wilson.
Okay, I'll talk. I didn't want to do it.
Have you seen him?
He's just gone into the mega market. I'm meeting him here when he comes out. If I confess everything, will you let me off?
Good morning. I'm Eric, and I'm your shopping buddy for this morning's buying experience. Climb aboard.
Thank you.
I have a full range of facilities available on my monitors. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I'm having a party.
Perhaps we should start with French bread. The Gay Paris Plaza. Shouldn't take long. It's about half a mile. Follow the dot on my monitor and you won't get lost. You are here.
Hi, I'm an exhaust pipe. A no ordinary exhaust pipe. I'm a new concept in fast-fitting home exhaust systems. I practically fit myself.
Stop a minute, Eric.
Exhaust, sir.
How can you practically fit yourself?
For a mere £299.95, I and the Fast Fit Backup Support System could be gracing your home in a fraction of the time it normally takes. And furthermore...
Let's get on, Eric.
Hey, it could be a brace. This could be a bargain.
Hello. I'm the Mark 7 Fetcher, and I don't fall over. Quite as often as the Mark 6 did. I'll fetch anything for you. A better, better, better is true than my 7 Fetcher has fallen for you.
French bread, sir?
Gosh, it's yours.
And, I'm Pierre Boulanger. Welcome to my fabulous range of French breads. Breads for a party or just for eating.
Hey up. You want French bread from a British bakery? Try my Sellingfield baguette.
I don't know. Is there any difference, Eric?
This morning's latest opinion poll suggests that 73% of the bread-buying public prefer Pierre Boulanger's bread to any other leading brand.
Rubbish!
Right, well, French it is then.
Pate, sir?
Ah, yes. We'll need some wine, crisps, bin liners.
How about some Sellingfield savory sticks?
Well, that's just about everything, I think. You know, that Japanese whiskey we got in old Bombay was very good value with the free tumblers. Which queue shall we go into, Eric?
There's the 8 items or less, 8 to 30 items, 30 items or above, credit only, cash card only, and over there is the don't knows. That's the shortest queue, so we'll go there. I'll help you to enjoy your queuing experience with my full range of entertainment facilities. Films, games, horoscopes, news, bargain of the week.
How about the news?
The choice is yours.
Said that the Foreign Office was the last independent left after the privatization of the ministries. The takeover by the environment sent shares through the roof after a shaky start at the stock exchange this morning. Back home in Sellingfield, a new opinion poll suggests that opinion polls are the most popular way of giving your opinion. Your chance to give your opinion is on It's Your Opinion on Channel 9, which has been moved to the more popular time of 2 o'clock.
Sellingfield, it's your choice.
Thanks, Eric.
Excuse me, is this the don't know queue?
Sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Next, please.
My customer is about to enjoy £319.45 worth of quality goods.
Credit or cash card, please. Oh, well done. You won.
Cash card holder Edward Wilson, £319.45, is this month's lucky price. And that makes you this month's winner of the Sellingfield Mega Market Cash Card Bonanza! Now, all you need is for the first person who has spent more than £300 today to shake you by the hand and say, congratulations! Sellingfield is the best for choice, and you and that lucky person will share the fabulous bonanza!
Quick! Shopping buggy, Eric, get me out of here, fast! Yes, hurry!
The game's up. I've confessed everything to Sophie here.
Sophie, what are you doing here?
So you're one of us.
What do you mean, Doctor?
No time to explain. Come on, just run.
What's that? Look.
I've caused a bit of a disturbance and they're after me. This way, the fun run trail.
I don't know about you, but this is no fun at all.
Oh my God, there are hundreds of them.
They're all smiling.
This is the end of the trail. We'll take these canoes across the lake.
Taking them off at last.
Oh, come on, give me a hand with this canoe. Let's hide round here and have a rest. Oh, my God! Down this manhole!
You're still with us.
No, why are you chasing us?
Do you want to stop and find out? Up here.
Oh, God! Oh, God.
We're on the roof of the mega market.
This way?
Great. Where to now?
Over there.
Come on. We're trapped! Use the gun!
What? I can't start shooting people!
Fire a warning shot!
It's the helicopter!
No, keep back! I've got a gun! Go on, use it! Keep back! What building was that?
A power plant.
Long live Mr. Wilson! The revolution has begun! He has smashed the helicopter! He has smashed the power source! People of Sellingfield, Mr. Wilson shall lead us to freedom! Mr. Wilson!
Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson!
Edward? Oh, where the hell have you gone?
Over here! Jump!
Thank you.
Really? What a revolution! Me and the great leader hiding in Sellingfield's main refuse channel!
Oh my God!
Closely followed by the running dogs of imperialism. I know! We'll put them off the scent.
How?
Old factory camouflage! You run, I'll hold them off.
I wonder when this Mr. Wilson chap's coming back with the food and drink. What was that?
Kids, the revolution must have started without us. Typical. Not fair.
I'm not putting up with that.
Jenkins! We must seek change through gradual revolution with dignity and persuasion, not the tongue! In all that makes you, Jenkins, a hypocrite! Right! You ask for this, Jenkins!
Come in. Sir Desmond.
Ah, Charles. Well, it's started already. Your boy, Wilson, seems to have done the trick ahead of schedule. Reports just come in from Sellingfield. Massive revolution up there. Who's covering it?
Sophie.
Ah. Have you got the headlines ready?
Yes. The Sun Spy Sex Revolution Gun Battle.
Guardian.
Environment Concerned Over Experiment.
Times.
Spy Sex Revolution Gun Battle.
Good. All we need is for Sophie to get the story out.
Okay, Sophie, we're ready for you now.
Official leak 437/B for immediate release. There is positive evidence of an illegal social experiment in one of the restricted zones. The environment had been totally unaware of the antisocial nature of this project before it was brought to light by a revolt among its thousands of victims, led by a plucky freedom fighter. The environment has pledged a full internal inquiry. Right, that'll do. Laser it back down to London. I'd better go and rescue Edward.
I want to go home! I want to go home! Oh, no, don't shoot, please! Ah!
Edward, stop breathing like an idiot and get in!
Sophie!
Hurry up! Climb up the ladder! Hang on! Dorothy's taking you home!
That was 1994 by William Osborne and Richard Turner, with Robert Lindsay, Siobhan Redmond and Paul Shearer. Other parts were played by Pam Ferris, David Goodland, Mark Knox and Richard Turner. 1994 was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.